Share with you out of the book of Romans, the 13th chapter. Paul's writing to Romans, the 13th chapter, verses 8 through 10. And our supporting scripture, again, going back to the 25th chapter of St. Matthew, 45th verse. Paul's writing to the Romans, the 13th chapter, beginning at verse 8. Bible reads, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Supporting scripture, Matthew 25 and 45. Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought of subject this morning. Are you guilty of breaking the law of love? Are you guilty of breaking the law of love? Hallelujah. Song said that one day he made a way for me. But how about every day? He makes a way for us. Not just one day, but every day. In some form or fashion, God blesses us. For every time that God allows us to open up our eyes, he has made a way for us, knowing that we serve such a loving and compassionate God that loves us so much that he allowed his only son to die in our stead. He made a way for us. And, you know, it's good because we realize that we are not in it all by ourselves. And we know that we can lift up the name of Jesus together and exalt his name. But we also have to understand that we need a personal relationship or a personal connection with God to where we can say that he made a way for me. He made a way for us, but I need to thank God for making a way for me. I need to thank God for what he's done in my life when I didn't have sense enough to do the right thing and God still loved me anyway. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Serving a God that realizes that you are my children and I know everything there is to know about you. And there are times when you get on my nerves. There are times when I want you to do the right thing, but because you're still mine, I love you anyway. But that's the kind of God we serve this morning, a loving God that looks beyond our faults and bless our every need. And the love of that God is by his grace and mercy that he's allowed us this opportunity to be in the house of God on a beautiful cold Sunday morning. We've been talking all week. I hear folks saying it's going to be so cold on Sunday. It's going to be so cold on Monday. But we ought to thank God that it's no worse than what it is. You can always put on a couple of extra layers. You can always put on a bigger coat. But you just need to thank God that you can even feel the cold. That there's somebody that might be out in the cold and don't even be able to feel the conditions that they are going through. And we began to complain about what's happening. But when we look at the things around the world, there's snow and there are people that without power. There are folk that are not able to get about like you and I. There are folk that even though the sun is shining, all they see is just snow here and snow there. So we ought to be thankful for what God has blessed us to have. And then we ought to be glad that we are able to be in a place where we get a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but not a whole lot of anything to hold us down. We get bent all out of shape when we get to talking about the weather, but all the weather is what God has made. And we can't stop God from being God. We can't stop the seasons from being the seasons. Things are going to be just as God created them to be. In the summer, it's going to get hot. In the winter, it's going to get cold. So, and you expect for it to get cold. So why we act like it's something so strange? That we don't have very much to talk about when all we talk about is how cold it's going to be. But what I realize is when they say how cold it was going to be, just pick up a bigger coat. Or put on some long sleeves. If you want them short sleeve folk, now it's time to put on some sleeves. But just thank God that he is still in control. God is able even now with the sun shining. God can change that thing and we could go out into a snowstorm this afternoon. That's the power of the God that we serve this morning. And that God has allowed us to be a part of his life. He has allowed us to be a part of him because he made us in his own image. Allowed us to be a living part of what he calls life. And then as we began to think about this life God has given us, life is so precious. We love living and we know, and we know because others have passed before us and because of what the word of God says, that we are going to die one day. And we don't know whether today might be that day. But if so be that it is today, then we still have an opportunity right now to give God praise, to give God thanks, and to ask the Lord to put me where I need to be. If you're coming and get me, I need to be ready. As we continue this weekend of love and bliss, a time where we do those little small things, and some folk do big things, but it is what it is. It depends on what you got, what your resources are, and how much trouble you might be in. But we do small little things just to remind somebody special that you love them. You might would say that love is yet still in the air. Love is in here this morning. Love is of God, because God is love. God's love penetrates so deep that we don't have the proper words to give justice to a love so genuine and so divine. A love that's unconditional, a love that never dies, a love that we come this morning to say, thank you, God, for loving us. Remembering the song that we were taught as children, Jesus loves me, this I know. And before I even picked up a Bible, somebody told me that Jesus loves me. And it's good to know that Jesus loves you, because when you refer to the fact that you know the love of God, you ought to be able to even say along with the songwriter, yes, Jesus loves me. You see, you might be one of those this morning that you didn't receive any roses yesterday. You didn't get chocolates. You didn't get cards. You didn't get gifts. You may not even heard the words, I love you. But do know that God loves you. Do know that love is not a rose. Love is not chocolate. Love is not a gift. But love is something that comes from deep within. And what we got to understand is that there's sometimes just the word, especially a sincere word of love, means much more to an individual than something that you bought in a box. You got to understand that we got to know love for what love really is. All around us, we need to know about the love of Jesus. David said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You see, David realized that if I could just get a taste of who God is, then I'm always going to want just a little bit more, because it tastes good. Anytime you get something that's good, you want some more of it. And I find God to be a good God this morning. I find God to be a loving God this morning. I learned as a young boy here in Fowles Chapel a song that still moves me on today. Oh, how I love Jesus. There's joy and peace and power in that song. I remember another song where Miss Davis, Sister Davis, used to sing with a powerful conviction, "Love Lifted Me." Now, Sis Davis could sing that harder than anybody I ever seen in my life. I used to wonder whether that was the only hymn she really liked. But she would always declare, "Love Lifted Me." You see, we had a lot to be thankful for in the history of the Fowles Chapel Baptist Church, because there were people that labored in this vineyard that taught us what real love is all about. Taught us that we can love you and you don't have to have my last name, but you my baby. We can love you and you might not be mine, but I'll put you in check and let you know that that's not the way little boys ought to act. We come from a history of people that didn't mind going over and letting you know that I am an adult and I love God and this is God's house and you don't act any kind of way in God's house. Anybody in here remember Mom Brady? My Brady didn't mind pulling you by the ear and saying, "Boy, come on over here, sit down with the ushers because you can't keep your mouth shut." That was love. When you love God's house, when you love decency and in order, you don't allow any and everything to go on in the house of God. You got to understand that we got to do things the way God would be pleased. And God is not pleased when we know better and we still do anything any kind of way. So I thank God for that love. I thank God because I found out that love is the strongest force in the world. Regardless to all the wars that are going on and all the hate and violence in the land, love will always prevail. It may seem like the enemy is gaining ground, but he will not be victorious. The only way he'll be victorious if you let your guard down, if you allow him to come in and take control. I remember when we used to go in, this lady, I don't remember her name, but she used to sing this song, said, "Don't let the devil drive." Don't you know that there comes a time when if you allow the devil to get in your life, he'll take full control. He'll take that wheel from you and he'll start taking you where he wants you to go instead of where you need to go. You got to keep your mind on God. You got to keep your mind on knowing that the Lord God wants you to be everything that you can be. I was blessed to sit in a workshop on yesterday that reminded me and encouraged me to know that Jesus said that upon this rock, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So in essence, we know that the enemy and his forces will come against the church. They will come against God's power. But the thing is knowing that it will not prevail. Trouble is going to come. Heartaches are going to come, but they should not prevail in the house of God. There will be times when indifferences will come, but fret not because God is in control. If we say that this is the house of God, not my house, not your house, not the deacon's house, not this little group of folks' house, but this is the house of God. And Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church. So now if we look at it as God's church instead of just our church, then we'll know that whatever the enemy try, it's not going to prevail. But now if it's my church, then whatever the enemy try, he might break me down. But when it's God's church, you can't break God down. God has a way of making things work out for the good of them that love the Lord. So how many of you really love God this morning? You ought to love God with everything that you have. Anybody in here that heard about Jesus ought to know that Jesus said, "A new commandment that I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you." Last week we talked from the subject, love is what love does. Being willing to show compassion by helping our fellow man regardless to who he or she may be. We got to have the mind of Christ and not have respect of person, knowing and understanding that we are our brother's keeper. The least that we do for our brothers and our sisters, we fail to do for God. You see, we always talking about as long as I got, everything is going to be all right. A lot of us are caught up in the me, myself, and I. But I understand that the Bible declared that the golden rule said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. But yet we walk around with double standards. We act like you ought to love me, you ought to treat me good, but I can treat you any kind of way. But now when we think about love is what love does, and we just flip back for a moment, the priest last week didn't want to get his hand defiled by touching an unclean man. Or maybe he just didn't want to take the time out. The Levite, he crossed the street, he looked. It's like I see it, but I don't see it. So I see the situation. I see the problem, but he passed and went across the street. You know how we do sometimes. We see one another ahead of the game. And we'll dock down this aisle, make sure. I don't have to speak to you today. Now, I know we do it because I done did it. I didn't feel like a long conversation. I need to pick up what I got to pick up. And who I saw up there, I knew were going to talk me to death. So I just slid on this way. But you can run, but you can't hide. Sometimes you turn the corner and there they are right there. Right where you were going, they're right there already. Got to talk to them anyhow. Then you got to smile and act like you didn't see him a while ago. Any witnesses in the house? Amen. I'm glad we all on one accord. Love will make you stop in your tracks. So now our question this morning, are you guilty of breaking the law of love? There were believers that knew the law. They worked in the temple, so they knew what it was to have the love of God. They should have known that love is just not talk. Love is an action word. Love should be something that when compassion sets in, it should move you to help your fellow man along the way. When we think about the fact that most of us were taught or heard as children, if nothing else, at Easter time, that for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the greatest and most meaningful revelation to the Christian believer, which gives us our hope. You don't have any hope if you don't know Jesus. You don't have any hope if you don't want to get on the Lord's side. You got to understand this morning that love laid down his life for his friends. We sing the song sometime, what a friend we have in Jesus. But do you really know him to be your friend? Because if he's your friend, you ought to treat him like he's your friend. If God is your friend, then you ought to be able to treat that enemy like somebody. For the Bible declared that not only are we to love God with all of our being, but we ought to love our neighbor as ourselves. Love is what love does. We look at this word called love. Love is to have high regards and esteem that God for his human children, and in turn, we should have that same love one for another. Webster defines it as a powerful attraction to another, a warm concern. Last week when we talked about love and love is what love does, and I sort of breezed through, but if we look at this spiritual definition of love found in 1 Corinthians The Bible say love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself. Love don't get puffed all up. Do not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Love is not easily provoked. Love don't sit around and think evil thoughts about what I can do to harm somebody or to entrap somebody. Love rejoiceth not in your iniquities, but rejoiceth in the truth. Now the Bible says that love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. Now, what kind of love do we have? Because we base our love on condition. We base our love on tick for tack. We base our love on I scratch your back if you scratch my back. But love does not behave itself unseemly. Love is that thing that the Bible declares is not going to fail you when everybody else turned their back on you. Love is going to still be right there. Love is that thing that we got to understand that we got to love not only ourselves, but we got to love our neighbor. We got to show a commitment to active obedience to God, to not just love in word, but also love in our deeds. We got to love others as we do ourselves. We got to learn to do for one another and fulfill the law of God. We got to know this morning that there comes a time that you can't do things any kind of way. You got to know that if you don't have the love of God in the depths of your heart, then you might be one of those this morning that are robbing God. You might be one of those that are breaking the law of love. We got to understand it is not hard to break that law, because a lot of time we'd rather do our thing and supposed to do what the Lord God would have us to do. So I want to let you know this morning that if you are breaking the laws of love, then God is going to put you in check. Judgment day is coming and it won't be long. I'm not your judge, but I know somebody that is able this morning to judge you. Bible declares he will judge you in spirit and in truth. His teachings also lets us know that we got to understand the word of a mighty God. For if we don't love one another like we ought to, there's going to come a time to tell me that Jesus the Christ, if when he come back to have power upon the earth, the Bible said that he's going to come with all of his angels with him. He's going to come sitting on the throne of glory. And before him shall be gathered all the nations. At that time, he's going to divide the people of God. He's going to put the sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left side. He said that the Bible declares, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. For Jesus teaches them, and he lets them know that in my life, I was hungry and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you closed the door in my face. Naked and you clothed me not. I was sick and you didn't stop by to see about me. I went to prison, nobody came to see about me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when did we do all of these things? See, the Lord wanted them to know that as long as you're doing it for the least of your brethren, you're also doing it unto me. So now you might not be able to shake hands with Jesus, but you ought to be able to shake hands with Arthur. You ought to be able to shake hands with Tim. You ought to be able to shake my hand this morning and know that God will be right there by your side. Don't you know that God wants somebody that's going to stand for what's right? God wants us to stop going through the motion. Realize that it's time for us to do what the Lord God would have us to do. I want to know this morning, is there anybody in the house that is robbing God of his joy? I want to let you know through the words of Paul. Paul said, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. If you want to fulfill the law of God, then that means you got to love one another. You got to come out of your comfort zone You got to stop acting like everybody else got something. You got to know that what God has for you, it will be for you. God tells us in the word of God, you can say that I keep all of the commandments. I don't do this and I don't do that. But if you don't love from the depths of your heart, you're still robbing the power of God. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is fulfilling of the law. You see, when I treat my brother right, I'm fulfilling the law of God. When I treat my father right, I'm fulfilling the law of God. When I forget about self sometimes and realize that there's somebody else in a worse condition than I'm in, I fulfill the law of God. When I realize that I gotta go somewhere and help somebody along the way, I found out that there's somebody in the house been robbing God of the law. Are you guilty this morning of robbing God? Are you guilty this morning of breaking the law of love? You see, you break that law when you tell a lie out your mouth. You break that law when you say one thing and mean something else. You break that law when you don't have God down on the inside. But I somebody tell somebody that I'm glad that I'm not one of those that break the law of love. I'm not guilty of not loving my fellow man. But I want to tell somebody, you better learn how to love somebody. You better learn how to reach down in the depths of your heart. I heard the voice of Jesus, and the Lord God told me, I love you, John. I made you. I'll make everything all right. What kind of love is this? A love that will reach down, pick us up out the dirt, wash us white as snow. A love that will look beyond my fault and see a need to bless my soul. Oh, how I love Jesus. Is there anybody in the house? Is there anybody here that love the Lord our God? Is there anybody here that know that God is by your side? Do you have love? Unconditional love. Are you guilty of loving the Lord? I love him. I love him. Anybody love God? Will you help me tell God, yeah, if you love God, if you know God loves you, you ought to stand on your feet. Say, oh, how I love my God. I love him. I love him. I love him. Early in the morning, late in the midnight hour, oh God, I want to thank God for being right there when I didn't have a friend. Well, I found out that the friend I have is Jesus the Christ. And because of the love of God, everything is going to be all right. I'm not worried about no chocolates. I'm not worried about no roses. I'm not worried if you don't say you love me. Because love, love, love went to Calvary. Love, love, pressed out wow. Love, the love of Jesus will make a difference in your life. But are you guilty of breaking the law of love? If you're not loving one another, you're guilty. If you're finding fault one with another over all these little petty things, you're guilty. It's a personal question. And only you got the response. Only you and God know the real answer. Are you guilty of breaking the law of love? Owe no man anything but love. If you can't love, you're in a bad situation. I'm so glad. Oh, thank you, God. We get so caught up in money and things. But I'm so glad that love is just love. Anybody glad this morning? Something about the love of Jesus. Glory. Glory. In a time such as this, wars are raging, sickness is everywhere. The death train is still running. But love, love still sits on the throne with all power. With all power. Love. Love will make you think about where you want to be, where you want to go. Most of us have heard this world is not our home. We have another building. Eternal in the heavens. But you know, the only way to get there is by love. You got to love your way in. You can't buy your way in. You can't shout your way in. You can't talk your way in. You got to believe that he is who he said he is. He did what the word said that he did. He got up out that grave with all power. And I understand now as a man why Sister Davis sang that song so hard. Because it was God's love that lifted not only her, but lifted us. If you need anything, he got it. He got it. There's no need for you to be disappointed or walk around depressed. Because what God has for you, it is for you. And when God gets ready to bless, nobody, no weapon, nothing can hinder you from getting what God has for you. If you know that you're waiting on something from God, today is a good day to reach out and grab your blessing and know that it's yours just for the asking.